With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to talk about our Lightning bets. You know, Joe, it was intriguing to me that when we went over our MLB card, we have a list of losers for a reason, so that we don't have to think that hard as far as who we need to be fading. And yet, the conversations we had involved tailing the list of losers. Like, we made an argument for Lance Lynn for the White Sox going up against the Angels. We also made an argument for Blake Snell, at least I did. That may be more of a stay away from the rest of the group, but I did make an argument at least that Blake Snell's in a better spot compared with Braxton Garrett for the Marlins. And so I look at this and I go, why do we even have a list of losers in the first place if we're going to just, you know, go against them being losers?
We might be revisiting this conversation tomorrow when we recap everything at the top of the show. But, you know, entering June now, actually tomorrow, I believe, maybe it's time we revisit that and go over our list, because I don't think we'd put Lance Lynn in there anymore. And people are used to, over the couple of years, making sure that Patrick Corbin is a part of their own LOL list. Well, I don't think he'd be on that list anymore. So maybe there'd be a number of changes. The bad thing is Jake is back, so he is going to make sure that Snell stays on the list no matter what he does today.
Okay, all right, so let me, since I know I'm new to this, what is the process for outvoting somebody? Because if Jake is just, you know, hammering the table for Blake Snell and the rest of us go, well, actually, there's spots when you would do want to tail him, not a member of the list of losers, like, how do we outvote him Survivor style where he has to get off the island?
Oh, we can do that.
Well,
listen,
but unfortunately,
yeah, he's going to scream the whole time.
But, and he controls the everything through the main control room. So
he's going to turn our microphones off? He would rather have dead air than Snell support?
Probably. I just say we can't turn him off. We're literally incapable. But
yep,
we'll see.
There's got to be a way to do it. Okay. Yeah, someone will figure this out, and if he flies off the rails, then
we can outvote him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I hope we can. Aaron, you with
me
on this?
He's going to have some moving stories too.
Oh,
I can't wait.
I see Jake as the type of dude that would help out the movers, like his farm days. Doesn't he seem he's a cool dude?
Right.
Like, hey guys, you need help with this? Like, I could see him being pretty chill.
I bet Jake doesn't have any movers.
I don't think he does. Okay. I mean, when I was that age, I didn't. Like, I put all my stuff in the cars multiple times. But I
we
bet
should have pitched in for him to get movers.
I think he has enough stuff. Show up and they'd be like, "Why are we here?" But I bet Jake is one of those guys that knows exactly how to like fit a couch up and down a stairway, like. Without running into walls and stuff. It just seems like he would have.
He would totally take control. Do you think he's moving away from anything or anybody? Is he looking to hide out?
He's moving like down the street.
It's not a stalker situation.
It's hard for him to hide anywhere.
Yeah.
If I ever wanted to hide, just shave the beard. I'd never recognize him. I'd be like, who's our new intern? I'd have no idea.
True.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd have him fetch a cup of coffee and stuff. No, maybe he'd still do that anyway, but yeah.
Good try.
Jeez.
Oh, can you imagine?
Actually, Jake would think. Not fall for that.
Oh, not.
I tried to ask him to get me coffee. No.
Can you imagine Jake with a shaved head and a shaved beard? That'd be so weird.
What yeah. What if we like made a negotiation like, okay, Blake Snell can stay on the list of losers, but you have to ooh. Shave your head.
That would be so good.
Oh, I like that.
There's nothing he's more passionate about, right, than hating him.
Right. Let's see how far this goes.
I'm down.
The gears. Look, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with shaving your head. I mean, unless you have a, you know, really oddly shaped head. But I assume Jake doesn't. I don't know. I've never asked.
Jake doesn't know. How would he know? Sometimes you don't know until you shave the head.
Really?
I think we've got.
Seen that.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, oh, why'd I do this? And then there's like a big like dinosaur skull.
Dent.
Like, if you have a dinosaur skull, maybe. I don't know. It's been a minute. But I would say maybe we do it in stages. Like, okay, you want to keep him on tomorrow? You got to turn your beard into a Fu Manchu. The next week, okay. If you want to keep him on again, okay, now you got to shave your head.
All right. Instead of Fu Manchu, I just like the mustache because it's only going to come across creepily.
Mm-hmm. There's no other way.
He could pull it off.
Oh, I don't think so. I beard, Tom fine. Selleck yeah, that, that's James. Oh, I have the opposite vibes. I've got like Tobias from Arrested Development vibes if he has a mustache.
Nice.
What if he twirls the ends? That'd be great.
Oh, like Raleigh Fingers?
Yes. You have to do something old school like that. That would be creepy.
I like how we went from Tom Selleck vibes to EU Raleigh Fingers vibes like so quickly.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's going to tie a damsel on the railroad tracks with his mustache. Like that.
Good. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Geraldo. Yeah. He kind of did the twirl.
Right. Is he going to start like, randomly? So like.
What
yeah,
do you,
like
put in
Jerry
that? Like spit? What makes it twirl like that?
Wax?
No idea.
Wax.
Spit?
Yeah. Spit?
I don't know. I think of like
dinner.
A dirty cowboy just spitting in his hand and twisting that up. Ew.
There's got to be some chewing tobacco in that spit to make that work, right?
I
like
mean,
it's a natural
like some
adhesive.
Gross...
He could do, honestly, though, he could do, it's not popular anymore, but like for Halloween, he could do Borat.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that.
Is that, what is that reference not too dated?
Kind of. Banana hammock. Is that what you're thinking of?
Wait, what? What path are we going to?
He's laughing about
really
want to
keep Snell on the list.
You gotta do Bora.
This is what this is the price to pay to keep Blake Snell on the list of losers.
Oh,
although
no.
If he has a bad outing, then we're not going to have much of a leg to stand on. But that's why I think Snell can take a business here.
Right.
I like these all chances. Right. Okay, so we have our conversation. So we'll talk about this off air. But like, if Snell performs well today, Snell does well, then we'll have this all set up, raring to go, and we won't share with Jake until Lightning Bets tomorrow. This is the price to pay. I like this. It's a good plan. There we go, and a great tease for tomorrow's show too. Which you always want to do in this business. So I like that as well. You know who else is on our list of losers, or should be on our list of losers, is Alek Manoah for the Blue Jays going up against the Brewers. This is a spot where I like Milwaukee here. I would have taken Milwaukee and Survivor had I not gotten that second strike last week. And so Brewers money line plus 140. I like that play. So we'll go there. Aaron, you brought up some really good tidbits about Rangers. Over 4.5 team total runs is at minus 125. I'm going to take that one. As far as the Memorial's concerned for tomorrow, Tyrell Hatton over Cam Young at minus 164. I mean, Hatton could very well win this thing. Matchup against Cam Young, so I'll definitely go with that one. And how about Florida to win the College World Series? I mentioned before that they have one of the easier paths among that top tier of teams in college baseball. And at plus 950, they're nowhere near the shortest odds like what Wake and LSU have. So plus 950 for Florida to win it in Omaha. That's a bet I want to take right away, Joe.
All right. And a bet I want to give out now instead of waiting until tomorrow, because the market is on the move. BetMGM, one of the only spots that still has it at 8.5. Everybody else, 9. So I'm sure when we start tomorrow's show, it's going to be 9 everywhere. Give me Denver laying the 8.5 at the moment. Want to get that out there. They're going to come out guns a-blazing in game one. They're going to cover at home as well. Looking forward to that series starting tomorrow. And in baseball, got to go back to this well. Here we go. Going to back the Nats. Back Corbin, Syndergaard minus 2. That's a joke. We'll stick with the first 5, so don't have that Dodgers lineup going against the Nationals bullpen. The first 5 is available at plus 200 value there. So Nuggets and Nats.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Got the same stuff as you guys. I'm also Nats first 5 at 2-1. Rangers team total over 4.5. And I have the Nuggets on the spread, minus 8.5. I'm not going to overthink this. They're at home. They're well rested. How are they going to stop Jokic? And if they do, how are they going to also stop Murray? So I think this is going to be a fun one in game one. Looking forward to that. Then a fun bet for the Memorial Tournament, Corey Connors. He comes into this in really good form, and you can bet on him to be the top Canadian. Finishes the top Canadian, plus 150. The next option is Adam Hadwin, and he just doesn't come into this in good form at all. He ranks below the tour average in driving distance and is 29th percentile in approach shots over 200 yards from the fairway. So I like Corey Connors to get that at plus 150 to be the top Canadian. And this one, I'm tailing Paul, Siwoo Kim. I'm going to do top 30 at minus 105. He's just been finishing top 20. He's got some top 18 finishes. So I took the minus 105 there on top 30. And then I used an odd boost to get John Rahm to 10 to win it. I think if he didn't finish T50 at the PGA Championship, he might be a co-favorite. Scheffler's been really good, but Rahm's won this before, and he almost won it in 2021, but he had COVID. So I got Rahm there as well. And that's it.
All right, I'll run through mine real quick. Siwoo Kim, 60-1, top 20 at plus 190. Also, Sahith Theegala at 55-1 and top 20 plus 190. He has fifth last season. Last year, 32nd, 2021, top 10 at the Masters, top 40 at the PGA. So good form, course history there. And then TCU. I'll tell you, Ed, but also go TCU at 80-1 for the College World Series. So a long shot there as well.
It's an 80.
Interesting. Right. Yeah, they don't have Jim Schlossnagel there anymore, but an interesting choice. Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, next up is Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch and YouTube, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. Take care, everybody.